Good morning, everyone. And good morning, Heidi. This is Julia and
Ivory
with New Pioneers. It's a big day here at the station. We were just wishing you, Miss Heidi, a happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you.
And we are so excited to join you today on this exciting day of interviews and guests and all the fun things.
Yes, and you even turned down cupcakes. I can't believe that.
we did, but they do look delicious, I will say.
Now, Julia, I gotta say, have you ever thought of being like a kindergarten teacher?
Oh, definitely. I have. But I like, you know, working with New Pioneers is fun because we do a lot of more informal education programs. Mm-hmm. So I still get to do some of the other things I enjoy, but also work sometimes with kiddos, which is fun.
Because you have that voice, that tone, you know, it's...
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment. I love the vibe of lower elementary teachers and kindergarten. So that's fun. But speaking of programs, we have been really excited since we saw you last. We introduced Ivory, our new community educator. Right. And Ivory has really jumped in. We've led several programs together. Recently, we led a program at the Nelson County Public Library. And Ivory has just done awesome. So we're so proud of you. And we're so excited to let you take the stage and share a little bit more with us this morning.
Now, I think I saw pictures of whatever it is you did at the library.
Yes. We posted on Facebook a couple times about it. We actually launched our new program called 1,000 Hours Outside. It's a challenge for the whole community to get a collective 1,000 hours spent outside for summer. Going on now through September 1st, and anyone can participate any age, any way. And we have tracker sheets on our websites to keep up with your hours. And we're posting fun activities, places to go to get your hours, and just a fun way to get outside. But it was awesome.
Now, how do you know they'll be honest about their hours?
Well, you see, we just got to have trust in them, I guess.
We're using the honor system. But we're really excited. We're hoping that this will be a great opportunity to reconnect our community with the outdoors and all kind of collaborate and motivate each other to reach our 1,000 hours goal. Yes.
Now, Ivory, how are you doing with catching on real quick? How's it going?
I think it's going pretty well. We've been doing a lot lately. We've been pretty busy with programs. So I feel like I got a good hold on how, you know, programs run and events and slowly getting there.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. It's been really great to grow our team with Ivory in the office these days. And, you know, it kind of gives us a new opportunity to kind of connect with some new community partners and build some relationships. So I think, you know, one, it's just been exciting to have an extra person with some wonderful skills to contribute. But two, it's also, again, been a great pathway to kind of reconnect with some folks and continue to learn, you know, with our community as we really try to tailor some unique programs and advocacy towards the needs and wants of our folks.
Now, Ivory, are you ready to take the reins? What are you going to talk about this month?
We are talking about how to be green this summer. Just a little refresher about some sustainable tips based off the 5 R's.
Okay.
So we got quite a bit for you. So the 5 R's as a refresher are refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot. And you tend to go in that order and you choose to go to refuse first and then work your way down the list if you can't do any of those things.
Okay.
So to start off under the refuse and reduce category this summer, you can pick eco-friendly picnic supplies. And so things like that, you can avoid gas station and fast food like styrofoam cups, just opt to not get them, or some like gas stations I know, like Circle K and Five Star will usually let you bring in your own cups. Mm-hmm. And you usually even get a discount if you bring in your own cup and you're saving some styrofoam.
Woohoo! Yeah. Saving money too.
Yeah. and then you could try to avoid disposable Ziploc bags, wraps, things like that. Instead, opt for like glass containers, reusable Ziploc bags, things like that. And trying to avoid disposable plates and silverware. I know they're the easy option to go to for like cookouts and things like that, but it really does build up a lot of waste really quickly. So even if you really do have to use them, there's some good bamboo options and some compostable options you could always use instead.
Okay.
We're really going for making this a waste-less summer.
Yes.
So thinking about these options, just to, you know, refuse sometimes using like styrofoam or plastics and reducing our consumption in these areas can really, I mean, make a huge difference in, you know, the waste that we produce and also, you know, influence our friends and folks that we see that are maybe like, what are they doing? That's a really interesting way to do that. So thanks for sharing those, Ivory.
Of course.
Now, do you have something on your Facebook page or webpage that has examples and maybe where people can find these? I know you mentioned Circle K.
Not yet, but that is a great idea. I will definitely work on that.
That is a great idea.
Because some people wouldn't know where to go or how expensive they would be, so they would just stick with what they have.
I will say this is a good opportunity to note that folks can always follow us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, as well as Instagram. We have a new-ish Instagram account that is at New Pioneers KY. And Ivory has really taken the reins on our social media lately. And we'll be posting, as you shared, Ivory, a few tips and tricks for our 1,000 Hours Outside program. And of course, some sustainability info too. So definitely do check that, as well as our website at newpioneers.org for some different resources like this. But yeah, that's a great idea, Heidi. What else did you have to share, Ivory?
All right, so moving on to reduce, thinking of mowing and like your big appliances you're going to use in the summer, switching to an electric one could always be a really great option to save on some gas, or getting a manual lawnmower if, you know, you don't have very much to mow. Also things just like not mowing as often, mulching your grass can help you be a lot more sustainable.
Ivory, what was that fact that you told me about the emissions produced by a lawnmower?
So, running a gas-powered lawnmower for 1 hour releases the same amount of emissions as driving a car 64 miles on average.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And we know, you know, we had kind of a conversation about this because we know that it can be a lot if you have a really big yard to think about, you know, using a manual mower. And I know electric mowers do have some great potential. And sometimes, you know, folks are still working on the technology to make electric mowers even better. But I do think you brought up a really good point and something, you know, to keep in mind, you know, how can we most responsibly use our resources to, you know, maybe mow less frequently or stay on top of other kind of maintenance things so that we can do that. Is really good to think about.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And then moving on with some more reducing, using your resources responsibly, kind of just in general, water, energy, gas. It's always best to water your plants early in the morning. That way it improves water retention. And also you can cut back on your sprinkler use. Cutting back just 1 day a week of using the sprinklers in your yard can reduce your personal consumption by 10 to 15%. And having something like that running all the time is really just excessive and really not necessary to keep care of your yard. And then as for energy, it's always best to unplug your unused electronics. And a lot of people recommend to set your thermostat to 78 degrees in the summer to
78.
Yeah, it seems a little crazy, but especially when you're not
a little hot.
Yeah, especially even if it's just when like you're not home, you're out of the house, you set it to 78, and then when you get there, you turn it down. It's a big energy saver, but it is a scary number to think to set your house that high all the time.
And there's a lot of I keep my house at 78, but we're a little bit cold-blooded, so we're okay getting a little warmer, but I know that that is kind of warm for folks. But there's a lot of ways, you know, to be smart with your energy use in the summer. Of course, making sure that your home is well insulated, you know, planting trees for shade in your yard and to shade your home is also a great idea. But, you know, simple tricks like investing in fans and, you know, responsibly using any kind of blinds or windows that you have in your home. Like we love to keep our windows open in the evenings. But even if it's, you know, maybe going to be kind of nice out during the day, we'll probably close our windows or maybe vent like the top part of our windows to let the hot air escape and really hold in and retain that cooler air. So, even if we set our thermostat to 78, most days, you know, it stays around 72 or 74 if we play our cards right. So it's kind of a fun game in our house to test how cool we can keep the temperature without using more energy. So maybe that's a good challenge for our listeners too.
Alrighty. Keeping on going with reducing, shopping pre-loved is always a really great option. Especially here in Bardstown, there's lots of local thrift and consignment and antique shops. And saving these items from these shops is going to prevent them from eventually going into the landfill, and you're getting them out of this cycle. And you can also support your local libraries to avoid going out of your way to like buy books. I know the Nelson County Library also lets you rent like board games and puzzles. So always keep that in mind, and getting those things just for a couple weeks from the library is definitely a more sustainable option than going out and buying them all yourself and then only using them once and getting rid of them afterwards.
I also found recently, I would need to look. I'm not sure, Heidi, if you know this answer, but I realized that in Washington County, I think it's called either, I think it's like Buy Nothing Springfield or like Springfield Exchange. But there are sometimes Facebook groups in communities where folks, you know, if they don't necessarily like need to donate something or need to sell something, they could kind of post a picture in the Facebook page. And the understanding is that it's free and folks can comment if they want to buy that, and they can kind of meet to safely pick it up or do a door, you know, side pickup kind of thing. But those groups are kind of neat because folks are, you know, generally pretty willing to share some goodies they have. And that's a really great opportunity, you know. One person's junk might be another's treasure. So shopping and getting things pre-loved. I love that word.
I knew that was one. Did you come up with that? Julia?
I'm not going to take credit.
I didn't. I saw it. Ivory showed it to me initially.
Okay.
But I did really love it. You were onto that there, Heidi.
It sounded like one of you came up with that. When I heard Ivory say it, I'm like, nah, one of them came up
with
it.
Wait a second.
Uh-huh.
That's like, thrifting is like my thing, so I know all the fancy terms, you know.
All the lingo. Yeah. And if you saw Ivory's fashion, you would know that she is an expert thrifter.
My whole entire outfit today is thrift.
Oh my goodness. It's so cute.
Thank you.
She's wearing lovely pink pants for those that are listening and can't see.
Now, one thing I just noticed about your denim jacket there, Julia, is you're doing an 80s thing.
Ooh, the patches.
Not just the pins.
The pins. Yes.
Yes.
I was inspired by a friend, and I have kind of a record of all of the like natural places that I go through pins and patches and buttons on my jacket. And it's very fun. It's filling up, which is kind of a cool record to see. But thanks for noticing that, Heidi. Yeah. We're really on the top of our fashion game. And you too. I love your floral top.
Thank you. Thank you. But that's nothing compared to your denim jacket with pins on it. That really is an 80s thing.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm glad you noticed it. It's a fun go-to. I like to wear it out too. It's a good conversation starter.
Next, I'm going to see with friendship bracelets, right?
Oh, there you go. I can never keep track of friendship bracelets.
That'll really match the kindergarten teacher vibe.
It would.
It will. Yeah. It will. So anything else to wrap this up, ladies?
Just a few little things. Just keep in mind some options like growing your own garden, shopping at your local farmers markets, taking advantage of the nice weather to walk or bike, or taking advantage of public transportation, and thinking about composting as much as you can.
There's so many sustainable ways to live this summer. Yes. And stay tuned for more when we come back and by following our social media and website. I just wanted to share some exciting news. We're going to be kind of launching our new website in the coming weeks. We've had some big updates to it, so you'll have to check that out again at newpioneers.org. And additionally, we are kicking off our membership drive later this week. So this is really exciting. New Pioneers, in a lot of ways, continues to grow our work in promoting sustainability through our membership. So we have folks that give annually. We have really diverse levels to meet everybody's kind of ability to give, you know, from $5 to however much you want to give, just once a year, kind of allows you to join our member network, which is just a group of like-minded individuals. We have some exciting events planned for members this year and are working on rolling out some other benefits to membership. So do consider that this month and let us know if you have any questions. And like Ivory said, check out our 1,000 Hours Outside program. And thanks so much for listening to our sustainable tips.
Thank you.
Well, thank you both for coming in. And we'll see you next month.
Sounds good. Sounds good. See you then. Right.
Yeah. And I want to know how long you're going to keep that AC up to 78 when it hits 100 outside. I want to know that.
Well, I'm staying cool, baby. I'm keeping it on 78. And my temperature's never changing.
I haven't been too bad.
Oh, wow.
But it has been a little bit hot.
But I do have to say, you both are younger than me and you're both very slim.
That's true.
So, of course, you're going to be a little bit... not temperamental, but you're going to be easier to cool.
Less. Yeah. I mean, and everybody has, you know, their own tolerances and things. Right. So, of course, stay safe and stay well. but maybe try those tricks like getting a fan and opening your windows once in a while to see if nature can help you cool when possible.
All right. Stay cool, ladies. See you next time.
Thanks. See you.
You got the rocket at 102.7 WOKH.